Okay, that'd be great. So we're here in special session tonight to take action on addended proposal from Ogden City with regards to purchase of property at Taylor Canyon. So previously, the board had received a proposal from the city to purchase approximately 2.6 acres of property at a purchase price of $954,000 approximately. And the board had approved the sale of that property. Subsequent to that, the city has revised their proposal, and that's what we need to take action on. Their revised proposal, rather than purchasing 2.6 acres, they're proposing to buy 1.9 acres. So basically, it's, and you guys have in the board backup material, the aerial of all of this stuff, and we can look at it if you want to. But they're proposing to buy 1.9 acres at a purchase price of $700,000. My understanding is that that this budget, the $700,000, is basically in the hands of administration. That's theirs to spend, and that the city council would not be required to take further action. But anyway, so what we need to do is have a motion to accept the amended proposal as outlined in the purchase contract signed by the mayor to purchase approximately 1.9 acres of Taylor Canyon property for the purchase price of $700,000. And then this was part of the other motion to direct the business administrator to put the balance of the property on sale once the once we close on the property sale with the city. So there's $5,000 sitting in an escrow account with Lincoln Title. It sounds to me like once we take action, they'll be able to move pretty quickly on this. And my guess is by the time we meet at our regular meeting in August, this will be a done deal. That the property will be in the hands of Ogden City, that 1.9 acres. And then I'll move post-haste, once that's done, to get this property on the market for sale, the balance of it on the market. So anyway, we need a motion to accept the amended proposal.
Anyone have questions?
So is this so that the city council can't veto the mayor's desire to help keep the property?
My understanding is the council won't have to take further action.
And so remind me the total acreage, 4 point what?
There's a little, it's about 4.5 acres, not quite, I don't think. Let me go back. So, so if you go to your, if you go to your material attached, you can see the, look at the plat image. I think that's the one that you can see. And if you look at that Taylor Canyon subdivision, so there's a line. Let's see. Four point 468 acres is the total. And the school district, the city proposal is 1.909 acres. 83,183 square feet, and that leaves 2.559 acres that the school district would put on the market. So the line is just about at the east property. That's kind of where those stairs start to go up to that. I don't know if you've been back there, but there's kind of a little hill and there's a set of stairs go up.
Is the city asking, are they specifying what part of the
So they're going to buy the 1.9 acres.
Yeah, but is it the upper part? Or?
Yes, yes. It's the easter piece. So if you look at the lot, they're looking at buy. They'll buy lot number two.
Okay, right here.
Yeah.
And they've paid the price. They've foot the bill for the survey and the subdivision, so I don't have to worry about that.
Do you know, are there utilities in that upper section?
I doubt it.
It seems strange.
It's just been a ball field and stuff, so.
There is a concrete building, and I'm not sure what's in there, if that's their utilities.
I'm looking at this aerial. Yeah, maybe there is. I just don't see it.
Is it on the east side in the middle?
There's the playground area.
Yeah, the parking lot.
Up by the trees. Can't really tell on this map. It's under like where the numbers are.
Anyway, I don't, when you say are there utilities, I'm not sure what you mean by that.
Well, like if they needed to put restrooms for the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the city will have to do that.
Yeah. I would have.
They will be able to develop that however they choose to do it. So anyway, I think this is a win-win situation. It's not as big a piece as what they have. It actually draws the line more along the lines of what I thought they should anyway. It's more of a natural line because of that slope. Give the neighborhood their park, and so anyway, that's the proposal. We had agreed to give them a little more. They decided they didn't want all that.
Is it at the same per square foot price as it was originally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they adjusted the square footage basically to fit their budget.
Yeah.
That actually rounds up a tiny bit in our favor to the 700,000.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for a motion to accept the adjustment from the CEPI.
I'd like to make the motion to accept the amended proposal of Ogden City as outlined in the purchase contract and signed by the Ogden City Mayor to purchase approximately 1.9 acres of Taylor Canyon property for the purchase price of $700,000 and direct the business administrator to put the balance of Taylor Canyon property for sale once the district closes on the property sale with Ogden City.
Okay, so we have a detailed motion from Vice President Anderson. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second from Board Member Zundel. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, it passes.
Very good. So that's the only action we needed to take tonight. I understand there was some interest in a closed session, and we put that on the agenda in case you do.
Yeah. So we do need a motion.
So we'd need to have a motion.
I will make a motion to go into a closed session.
And second that.
Okay, motion by Board Member Nunley, seconded by Vice President Anderson. Voice vote. Darlene?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.